So this is You Can't Make It Up, and we're show number 272. 271 times in before this week into the breach. Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's later. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, and by the way, we didn't air the last couple of weeks, so a belated happy 70th birthday to Smokey the Bear.
Remember.
Yes.
Only you can keep me alive.
That's right.
It is September 1st. It's a Monday, and we normally do this in a podcast fashion, and I suppose later on in time, we'll have a podcast, an on-demand version of this. But right now, we're on Radio 113X. So this is internet radio. This is pretty cool. Here's what I'd like to start out with today, Ken.
Okay.
You know, sometimes in life, very rarely, but sometimes, the cosmic tumblers come up all cherries when you pull the handle. You get up in the morning, it's jackpot. And the gods smile down, and all that day, you get everything you wanted. Or at least one thing you really, really wanted.
Okay, that's never happened to me, but...
Of course it has. You're short memory.
Yeah, well, all right.
I have a new favorite person in the whole world who has given us all a win-win for two things we hate. That person has vanquished the two things that we really hate. Let me explain. His name is Adam Hills. He's an Australian comic.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a TV show over there that's, I guess, a lot like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Mm. Yeah, okay, sure.
So I'm going to ask you a question to set this up. Who do you hate more? The Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
Or ISIS?
Oh, is that my only choices?
It's hard to choose, isn't it?
Thanks a lot.
Well, to help you make a decision, Adam Hills, on his TV show, issued a challenge. You know, here's what happened. I guess Westboro was planning to picket Robin Williams' funeral.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because they're so the godless ones. Well,
I don't think this is okay for a number of reasons. Firstly, regardless of your religious beliefs, you don't disrupt a funeral. A person died, his family are mourning, it's not about you, dickhead. But secondly, if you really believe in standing up to those threatening the Christian way of life, Westboro Baptist Church, how about putting your money where your mouth is, taking a direct flight to Iraq and picketing the people threatening to behead Christians if they don't convert? Surely that's more of a threat to Christianity than the guy who said, "Do you think God ever gets stoned? Look at a platypus. I think you think he might." And I know there are members of the Westboro Baptist Church who'd say, "Well, the Iraqi Christians aren't real Christians because they're not extreme enough. They're willing to have their heads chopped off rather than convert. That's pretty freaking extreme." I will personally pay for every member of the Westboro Baptist Church to fly to Iraq right now. I'll even fly you first class and pay the carbon offset. Because I reckon one of two things will happen. Either you'll die while defending your beliefs and you'll be carried away to heaven in a gold chariot to sit at the right hand of God for all eternity. Or if I'm right, and I'm willing to bet a dozen first class flights that I am, God will be standing at the pearly gates alongside a 5'8" hairy American comedian dressed as a middle-aged Scottish nanny saying, "Hello!" Just when you think there's a chance he might let you in, God will look back and go, "Hey, not only do I love fags, but I fucking hate dicks."
The guy who heads up, this is true. The guy who heads up Westboro said, "You got it. This is a great idea. Send us the tickets. We're there."
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. And I'll put a link out there so you can read about this. If they head over there. Now, I'm assuming they're one-way tickets.
Yep.
Because you wouldn't need a round-trip ticket if you go over and challenge ISIS, would you?
I was going to say that it should be one-way ticket.
So, you know, if they do their job, we get rid of two. Win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Name of the show is You Can't Make It Up. We do this show every week or thereabouts because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. You can find us at twokenscomedy.com, and I'll give you some other ways you can meet us if you really want to. In just a moment, but let's get back to the music. Summertime music here on Radio 113X.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you bring to the table, sir? I know that you usually like to start out with a bang.
Well, not literally, but...
What? Too old for that.
There'll be none of that here.
No.
Well, you know, we are in the Labor Day period, right?
Yes.
And Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer. But I don't look at it that way. I want the whole summer.
Yes.
So I'm holding out for, you know, three more weeks of stuff to do. So I thought, isn't this the time of the year we usually give people suggestions on fun places they can go for summer excursion?
We usually tell people where to go.
Yep. So anyway, summer's winding down, and I thought this would be a good time for our listeners to visit one of our favorite places we've talked about before, Boring, Oregon.
Yeah, I remember.
All right? You remember that?
Yes.
Now, just to give you some context out there, Boring, Oregon isn't called Boring because it's, you know, boring.
Hmm.
It was named after William H. Boring, who began farming back there in the 1860s. In fact, his great-grandson, Bob Boring, he likes to point out Boring is a name, not a condition.
Well, the entire...
There's always something going on here.
The entire Boring family.
Yeah. Well, the unofficial mayor of Boring, they don't have an official one. His name is Steve Bates. He was asked to recall the most exciting thing to ever happen in Boring, and he couldn't come up with
it. No, it's too boring.
He said, you know, once in a while we have an accident on the highway. That's about it. However, that said, there has been a recent push to make Boring a real tourist destination.
Okay.
Now, they've done, no, give them credit, they've tried.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things they did last year was they formed an alliance with a sister city now in Scotland, the city of Dull. You've heard of them, right?
Dull and Boring.
Yep, yep. And the governor of Oregon, this is true,
yeah,
declared last month, August 9th, to be Boring and Dull Day all across the state. So you can imagine all the celebrations that aren't happening.
Yes.
So anyway, let's say you pack the family into the van, the minivan, you drive out to Boring. Mm. What can you do there to amuse yourselves?
Stay in a hotel? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll decide to get buried here.
Well, according to unofficial Mayor Bates, you can do a number of things. You can sample a Boring beer in the local watering hole, the Boring Pub. But for real excitement, they're having their second annual ice cream social in the park event. How about that? Yes. You took the sound effects right out of my mouth.
Is there going to be music at the bandstand?
Yeah, actually there is.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what kind.
Classical music.
Yes. Chamber orchestra.
Yes.
Right, yeah. You mind snoring again for me? Well, listen now, they're not stopping there. They're going to ride this new wave of touring momentum by reaching out and establishing another sister city alliance, this time with the Australian Shire of Bland. Yes, there's a Bland, Australia. I'm not making this up.
Boring, dull, and bland.
Exactly. I think you kind of
sounds like my weekends.
And to be fair, over in Australia, Bland is a name, not a condition. It was named for William Bland, a colonial area doctor who killed a sailor in a duel, was imprisoned, and later pardoned, and he went on to found the Australian Medical Society.
Well, there was nothing bland about his behavior.
No, that should give you pause, though, if you go to a doctor over there.
You know, yeah, wouldn't you think?
So, Boring, Bland, and Dull. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yeah. You ever been to Oregon? Seriously?
Actually, no. Not even to pass through in a connecting flight.
Yeah, there really isn't a need.
No.
And I'm coming to you from Portland, Maine, so I've got to think about the other one. Yes. Yeah.
What would we do without the internet?
Take more naps.
Good idea.
Oh. You remember Charlie Weaver in Hollywood Squares?
Oh, sure.
You know, we'll go to Charlie Weaver to block. They always put him in the centers. And he always had something pithy to offer.
Yeah.
Well, I can forget about Charlie Weaver if I'm looking for content for this show. I found a new source. Oh. It's the Media Bistro blog called PR Newser.
Oh, yeah. You love that one. Yeah.
I found this, and I never find these stories anywhere else, but the PR people know about them. There's an article or a post on the blog that shows a photograph of the hinds ends of three taut young ladies wearing jeans.
Yes.
That all have writing on them.
Yeah, okay.
And the jeans are quite snug. And the caption on the photo is, "All asses were not created equal."
Yes, yeah.
And it's a story about Levi's, you know, Levi Strauss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They came up with a brilliant, not so much, marketing ploy. They took out ads in papers in New York City, saying, "You got to come to this concert." And it's the Haim Sleigh Bells Show in Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Okay.
Well, let me just read you what it says here on PR Newsers. Some choose to make asses out of themselves. Yes. Levi's Jeans comes to mind. If we had to choose a worst possible scenario for a corporate-sponsored indie rock show, we would lean heavily toward a brand that forbids entry to fans not wearing its product. That's apparently what Levi's did.
I didn't know that.
They told security guards that if somebody shows up not wearing Levi's jeans, they can't come in.
Really?
Let me read you the disclaimer on the little e-ticket that you get when you purchase, and you would charge big bucks, too. Don't want to feel left out? This is your ticket for tomorrow's Live in Levi's New York launch event at Brooklyn Bridge Park. Yada, 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 featuring Haim and the Sleigh Bells. And please have this ready on your phone. This e-ticket will print it out, and you'll have access. And the first line of disclaimers says, you must wear an article of Levi's denim to gain entry. Well, the kids all thought, you're right, okay. No, they were turned away at the gate.
Really?
Way to go, Strauss.
So that was on their e-ticket.
Yes. You talk about going to extremes to ensure product placement. I mean,
sounds more like an FU ticket.
Yeah. I mean, how brilliant is that?
Well, did anybody show up?
They had much fewer people than they were expecting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Way to go, guys.
It says your e-ticket is intended for you only, does not include additional guests. This event will proceed rain or shine even if you're not here.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. I love an event that promotes what you can't do. Yeah. Don't come here, don't do this, and don't wear that. But have fun.
Yeah. Speaking of fun, here are more summertime tunes, or the end of summer. They're fading as fast as I am here in this Labor Day 2014. And Ken, I hesitate to go down this road, but you want to play fun with English?
Sure.
You start. Now, this is what we do, folks, once a month, usually the first day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
For show of the month, right? We find these little faux pas. Well, they're not faux pas. They just don't. They're cheap. They don't hire editors.
Not little. Some of them
proofreaders anymore. No, and it's in everywhere. It's you turn on TV and radio, newspapers, church bulletins. Mm-hmm. Nobody proofreads anymore. They just put it out there and close their eyes.
Right.
Right. Do you have one?
I do have one. In fact, I only have one, but I had you in mind for this.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because you spent a lot of time in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Working for CNN?
Yes.
Okay, so you're familiar with the city?
Yeah.
Well, the city, apparently, I'm not. I'm just reading about it. But apparently the city has a very very well-known aquarium that's quite the attraction. Is that right?
Yes.
What's the name of it, do you know?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I didn't visit the aquarium.
But anyway, apparently it's a big deal. So the city decided to put up a new exit sign on Atlanta's heavily traveled downtown connector, directing people, you know, where to get off the road to go see the aquarium.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, they misspelled aquarium.
Yeah.
It came out A-Q-U-A-I-R-I-U-M.
Aquarium.
Adding some air to aquarium.
Yes.
So the DOT spokesperson, Natalie Dale, blamed, of course, the whole thing on the sign company, but did admit one thing. But she told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, we're aware of the problem. Vanna, we'd like to return a vowel.
Very good.
So, good recovery.
Yeah. I found a few.
Okay.
This Associated Press item appeared in the August 15th edition of The Province, that's a Vancouver newspaper, up in BC. Quote, private and foreign groups have for years been trying to retrieve the historic treasure. Believed to be buried deep beneath heavy silt, they have been deterred in part by murky waters and strong currents. Of course, if you're buried deep in silt, too,
you got a problem.
Yeah. WTHR, a TV station in Indianapolis, reported, quote, Speedway police are looking for a man wanted in a theft of a local restaurant earlier this week.
Hello, he took the whole darn thing.
How'd he carry it?
Yeah. How speedy?
Did he put wheels on it like that bank with the
safe?
Yeah. Methinks there are some Aussies working at the Daily Mail. Having a little bit of fun on us in August, they reported this item. Officers have appealed for a helping hand in order to catch a bearded bandit responsible for a string of burglaries in Victoria. The man has had a few close shaves at various factories southeast of Melbourne.
Shave and a haircut.
A headline on the website of the Argyle Free Press in Mitchell, South Dakota, quote, conference addressing issue of human trafficking by U.S. attorneys. I think that's illegal, but...
No, and of course that never happens.
If you're a U.S. attorney, maybe you can get away with it. The San Francisco Chronicle website carried this rather startling headline, man killed after turning down a ride from police.
No thanks.
Imagine if he said no to the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Jeez. What, do they get your whole family?
Stupid alert! Stupid alert!
Here's a headline aimed at our audience, Ken. The dummies out there on You Can't Make It Up.
Hey.
If you listen to this show, you love stupid.
Well, okay. That's
this different. Was on the website Engadget. Here it is. IBM's new supercomputing chip mimics the human brain with very little power.
I could see that one, Tommy. Watch it.
Yeah. Curious report on the BBC, the Beeb, about a village that I can't pronounce. It's in North Wales. Here's the quote. Investigators found a number of cannabis plants following the fire, which forced neighbors to leave their homes.
Oh, no.
These are pretty potent cannabis plants. I love this one. Police training tactics. Now apparently concerned about personality traits. The Martel Electronics website implies that it sells a police body camera intended for mild-mannered cops. You want proof? Here's the ad.
Who disguises a mild-mannered cop?
Yeah.
Fights.
here's the little snippet beneath this ad for this product. The Vid Shield is water-resistant and withstands rain and humidity.
People read them out loud.
You know who the mayor of New York is now that the rich guy is gone? DiBiaso? Whatever. He doesn't have all that money that what's-his-face had. But he has great marketing. this was in the e-newsletter this week on WNYC, an article about the mayor's efforts to reduce traffic deaths in New York City. The piece ends by offering a link labeled, Meet 10 of the People Killed by Cars This Year.
Fine.
Just cross at an intersection with your looking down at your device and don't look both ways. This sentence appears in a New York Times article about marketing toys to diverse demographics. Right now, there are more multicultural children being born under the age of 5, said Lisa Williams.
Yes.
Who's still trying to figure out if she really said that.
Because if you're born after the age of 5.
Hey, I want to shout out to the Northbrook Tower. It's a little newsletter that covers a suburb of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You were born there. Well, you were raised there.
Yes, I was, and I have a comment about that, but go ahead.
Okay. I want to mention to the Northbrook Tower that when we do this Fun with English, spelling counts too, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the quote. Smeltzer said the fire was extinguished within the first 10 minutes of arrival by utilizing distinguished fires only happen in Chicago.
Right,
what was your comment about Chicago?
Well, yeah, you're right. I am born and bred in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I happen to see in the Red Eye Chicago online news service this study that shows that one in every 200 billionaires in the world were born in Chicago.
Ah.
I just want to say for the record, I am not one of them. In case there was any doubt.
You missed that bus.
I did. This is why we're doing stuff like this.
A story in the Sarasota Herald Tribune about the wizened old man who runs Crayola Inc., the crayon makers.
Oh.
Quote, Mike Perry, the 111-year-old company's chief executive officer.
Get off my lawn.
Maybe that's why I can't find burnt sienna in my box of Crayolas.
Yeah. What do you mean they change flesh tone?
How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day.
And finally, this BBC online news piece for Southwest Wales had this quote. We have some really rampant gulls in Tenby viciously attacking people with ice cream or chips.
Yeah, those gulls.
Fun with English.
Yeah.
What do you have, sir?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And, you know, being on the radio now, or time is of the essence, I have a news item I like. I also have a moment of duh. Would you like both or one
of the other?
Let's
do both. We've got all day here, Labor Day.
Okay. You asked for it. You got it. I mean, over the years, anyone who's been listening regularly knows that one of the things we often report on is the problem that prisons all over the world have of being able to keep their inmates in, right?
Yes.
It's been a problem. It's been a rampant. Well, I finally read about one prison that I think solved that problem.
How?
Well, I'll tell you how. This is reported in the local, the English-speaking, English-language news service over in Europe, and specifically in Italy. And here's a solution that one particular prison came up with. Make it so that the inmates really like it there and want to stay. You know?
You have one of those in Danbury.
Yes.
The white-collar place where
this is even better.
The rich guys go to.
Yeah, this is over in Milan, the San Vittore prison for women. All right. So here's what they do. Instead of giving misbehaving inmates cruel or unusual punishment or long stays in solitary, you know, and job duties like cleaning the toilets and so forth, you know what they give their inmates?
No.
They give them a happy hour.
Aw.
And when I say happy hour, it is what you think it is. Twice weekly, the cons get alcoholic drinks along with catered food service.
Toga! Toga!
And they also get what the local euphemistically describe as external guests.
Yes. Conjugal. Yes.
Or maybe not, but... And by the way, just as in regular bars and taverns all over the world, a happy hour here at prison, it isn't just an hour. It often goes late into the night. Now, not surprisingly, some people have a problem with this. And you know who does?
No.
The prison guards union.
Oh, because they can't get in?
Well, no, it's not because of a breach of security or anything like that. They just, their complaint was, this costs too much. Really? That's your complaint?
You're being paid.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah. Don't you think some of the guards are partaking?
I think the guards are missing the point. The administrators just made their jobs easier. Nobody's trying to escape.
That's right. I mean, isn't this a great idea?
Yes.
Hey, everybody, don't escape. Just keep happy hour.
Keep them all cocked up. They're not going anywhere.
So I think we're going to see a mass of imitations all over prisons all over the country here.
I'm telling you, right there in Connecticut, Danbury State, where they send the CEOs who steal pencils.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a country club. Nobody wants out.
That's right. And we've got the wine to prove it.
Did you? You did save a moment of duh, right?
Did, yes. And would you like it?
I yeah. That was it, huh?
No, I have a moment of duh, yes. Oh. No. the pregnant pause. You know, not to, you know, let people in behind the curtain, but you and I used to work in radio. We could actually see each other.
I know.
It was easier to say, okay, it's your turn.
We've been doing this show as a podcast for almost 6 years. It'll be six years in December, and we've never actually been together in the same place that entire time. And you probably can tell.
We've made it last as long as we have.
I know.
Like many marriages.
I know. Listen, there is merit in separate vacations.
There is.
I'd like to. I would never get away with it here, but.
I wouldn't either, but that's a whole other show. But anyway, if you like it, I have my moment of duh.
Let's go for it.
And it also qualifies as our tip of the week for stupid criminals. And here it is. If you commit a robbery and are fleeing the cops on foot, but you find that you really have to go, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Be very careful what you tinkle on. That would be my tip.
Tinkle, tinkle, little star.
I'm trying to clean this up.
Yes,
here.
I know. I'll piss on it.
Well, unfortunately, our tip was not noticed by one Jamie Brown, 29-year-old. His misadventures took place over in the UK in Leeds. You've heard of Leeds, right?
Yes. Used to get them when I was in news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's what happened. He attempted to make off with a fish tank valued at about 200 pounds from what they call a homeware store, which I'm guessing is what we would call a houseware store.
I guess. I'm still trying to get past valued. Valued at two. Valued, or that's what it weighed?
No. Oh. Well, maybe a little of both. It may explain a few things here. Anyway, so he tried to make off with this thing. And during his getaway, Mr. Brown unfortunately found that he really had to go. He was like what Jonathan Winters would say, under pressure.
Well, hell, you got a fish tank.
Yeah. So he made an abrupt detour into the bushes to relieve himself. Meanwhile, the store alarm had gone off and the police were called in.
Of course.
And here, you're getting ahead of me here. Here is what the cops saw. They saw Mr. Brown running down the road toward them, screaming in pain, because the hapless Mr. Brown apparently urinated right on to a wasp's nest.
Oh, good.
You know you're having a bad day when that happens, right?
He didn't have RAID, so.
No. So the police, they arrested him. They took him over to a nearby infirmary to be treated for the wasp stings.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
Well, it gets more embarrassing. After being questioned by the police, Mr. Brown apparently not only was in great pain, but exhibited great stupidity, because here's what he said when he was asked what he was doing in the area. He said he was just visiting his aunt, which didn't explain the fact that the witnesses saw Mr. Brown after the theft wearing gloves, and those very gloves were found, guess where, in the stolen fish tank.
Where are Herman's Hermits when you need them? Mrs. Brown, you've got a stupid husband.
By the way, they are playing in the next few days somewhere in my area. They're still around. Peter Noon, the whole sad bunch.
They're playing at a convalescent home near you.
I have to admit, as a DJ back then, I mean, that's some of the worst music I ever had to play. No offense.
Hyman's Hermits.
Yeah.
Oh. You really can't make it up. And that's why we call this show that.
It's a good thing you can't. That would be too much effort.
Listen, if you can't listen to us at radio113x.com, you can get us everywhere on a mobile device just by going to Stitcher Radio. Yep, You Can't Make It Up is mobile. Grab your free iOS or Android device app at Stitcher Radio. That's stitcher.com. And you'll just put us out there as one of your favorites. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, they tell us, of people that make us their favorite show, which tells you a lot about society, doesn't it?
That's too bad.
That's going to do it. That's what we do here. This will be a podcast one day when I get my ass in gear and produce one.
I just don't wear Levi's.
No. Not all asses are created equal, apparently.
And we don't need to see yours.
On our way out, along with the season, more summertime music from Radio 113X. I'm Ken, and he's...
the other one, you know, the second Ken.
The one in Connecticut by way of Chicago.
That's right. They should rename it Connecticut.
And a Yale grad you are.
This is true, and you can see how I put my education to use.
Does that help you when you're looking for restaurant reservations? You call and you say, by the way, I'm a Yalie.
You know, I've never tried that, and I imagine I would get zero reservations if I bring that up.
In New Haven, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't want to hear that.
No, they don't.
No.
We're out of here.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.